I think it is time that I, so to speak, got my recording group back. So, hopefully, you will be happy to join this rat in a bath. And maybe enjoy this story I'm about to tell. It's actually my story, so to be fun. If I sound a little off, it's because I have been suffering with some infections lately, so my throat has been really dry, and yeah. Just enjoying this warm water all over me. I actually had a really good night last night. You see, my dominant and I, my master, he took me. Well, first we woke, and I woke up to his smiling face, and I stretched and gave a big stretch to show him everything, and then I proceeded to act nonchalant about it, showing off my body until I was ready to get up and take a shower. So I sat there naked for him and brushed my hair, got my body ready to take a nice hot steamy shower for my throat. And I brought toy, and it was big, thick toy dildo that my sweet, sweet husband got me. Shower for a bit, and then I absentmindedly stroked it as I showered. My husband walked in, and he got him to massage my wet, soapy tits. Now some of this may be fantasized in my head, because I'm just still so wildly aroused from last night. It was just so fucking perfect. So, I'm showering, putting on a nice show, getting myself really worked up, and then I have a brilliant idea. I decide that we are going to go to our local sex shop together. So I put on this tan body hugging, like mid thigh length dress, this bodycon, kind of a brown beige color, and put on my flip flops and nothing else. The dress is so perfectly tight, it feels like a second skin without being too tight, and it holds my nice swollen tits close into my body, and knowing me, you probably know that they're already fucking raw from being worked over because I'm always hungry for it. The master wanted a submissive, but he got himself a little succubus instead. So, as I was driving to the shop, my man was researching all of the fun toys he wanted, and I could just get him, feel him getting aroused. It came to the point where he stopped using words and was just like, like gasp moaning at the things he found, and giddily laughing, knowing that he would get to pick out one little treat just for him, because everybody deserves a treat every now and again. And by the time I got to the store, my bear pussy had already started becoming wet and throbbing with want and need and fucking lust. But I got myself out of the car, because that's what you do when you need to go inside a store. And I had him in my ear, and then I walked right up to the clerks, and I asked if, I told them I was a little embarrassed about this and probably gave them more information than they ever wanted to know. But I told them, I asked them if I could FaceTime my dominant, as we were long distance, so we could shop together as long as I kept people out of the shop. And they were like, yeah, no problem, totally fine. Which is a good tip if you're doing long distance stuff. You can always ask. It's important that you do ask before you do stuff like that, because you don't want to get anyone in trouble and you don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. It should be a safe space. Man, my hands are getting antsy. So I started to walk around the store. Now me previously, oops. Okay, saved it. Oh no, didn't. giving my toy a nice rub. Oh, maybe I'll put him underwater. Oh my God, underwater dildo. Oh, that is, Oh, I'm getting distracted. I might let some water out of this tub and, oh, wow. Okay, so we got into the store and, oh, now this is just fun to play with because it's underwater and it has resistance, so it's just going boing. So we went through the store. I looked at some crops and some whips and some vloggers. I don't even know what they're all called. They're just ouchies. But like good ouchies, I guess. Man, I was previously vanilla, I guess you could say. I don't know, but finally discovering who I am has been so awakening for me. Like, I know that I'm a good person, a kind person, and that love is not bad. And in a world like ours, kindness and love should be accepted. And I've learned to accept myself and communicate. Okay. Back to the toys. I was just like a kid in a candy store, and immediately I zoomed in on something really special, you guys. You know what? Lincoln's a little lonely. Let's go ahead. Oh, okay. Not in it. We're just gonna put our little friend close. He's just, you know, hanging out at the entrance, just waiting for admission to the theme park. Oh my God. I've missed these edible facts. Okay. So I'm in this tight dress. My nipple's getting harder and harder by the second. My man is in my ear, getting excited as I pick things up and I describe things for him. So I zoned in on these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful nipple clamps. We'd previously, I've only ever played with my fingers and some clothes pin, but that's been very recent. But we got them and they're like this version of like my first nipple clamps. I know, but y'all do what feels good for you. I think we all heal and love in our own ways, and I think that's important. So God, from dildos to life advice. If I ever had a podcast, Brat in a bathtub. I'm probably gonna cut that out. Shit. Okay. Must focus, even though there's a nice big girthy dick by the entrance of my little cunt underwater in this path. Oh God. Okay. So we were walking around. We found these beautiful my first nipple clamps with pink crystals on them and pink little plastic. Not plastic, they're just gems. I guess they're crystals and they're plastic pink covers, so it doesn't hurt. But oh my God, I almost feel like I've become addicted to it. Speaking of, I know you can hear it, but oh God, okay, breathe. Oh God, it feels so good when it hurts like that. It feels so good. Okay, now we're gonna do the other one. Oh my God, oh my God, oh fuck yeah, that feels so good. Oh God, that feels so fucking good. So I have my little nipple clamps. Let's pour some warm water down my chest. Oh, it's so soothing and steamy. And oh my God. So as you can tell, the nipple clamps were, oh God, they were just like, oh God, just popped off and went underwater. Oh fuck, okay. Climb this fucking titty. Okay. So we're back. God, I'm just so, like, I just want to stuff myself right now. Oh, it's so embarrassing. Like, just thinking about it is getting me all really wound up. Okay. So, I pick up my clamps and we do a little bit more shopping. And I find, oh God, some hemp oil for my pussy. Oh God, it was like intense shit. And then I found some on oil, personal moisturizer. Oh, these titties just won't behave. Oh, okay, come on, titties. Come on now. Oh, I'm just too needy not to have it. Okay. So, I found the oils that were really nice. And I enjoyed looking around, so hungry, wanting so many things. So many fucking things. Like, oh my God. You know, I wish when I became a submissive, there was something like a, not like a bachelorette, or, but like the baby shower for like a congratulations submissive, because I'm just so greedy and there's so many things I want to try, but Playing on a budget can be less than fun at times. Oh god, but this, get this, get this. Okay, so we're walking around and I see these beautiful, innocent, sweet crotchless blue panties. I have never owned any risque lingerie like that before. Oh god, my hole is so fucking tight right now. Getting one of those arousal pills or shots to see which one was the best, because I just wanted to go making crazy. I just wanted it so badly. I just wanted it so badly. And I still do. I still freaking do. Let's lower the level of this water so I can maybe ride my toy. This is my kind of bath time play. I hope you don't mind. Just like holding my chain daintily. Shaking it. Okay, I'm back with a little less water. But still enough to drink my drink. So I picked up those and I was a little embarrassed to ask the clerk about the bill, but got the information I needed and the recommendation, and then I stopped and got a gallon of water and drank quite a bit, and then got home, had something to eat, made myself all dolled up. I put on sparkly pink eyeshadow to match the panties. First crotchless panties, and my first set of nipple clamps, all pink with pink crystals. Oh, I'm currently pulling on them. They were definitely worth it. So I used this pink gold eyeshadow, made myself look really sweet looking, put on a pink lace bra. And matching almost neon but pastel orange V-neck that went down way too far so you could see the sweet bright pink bow on my lazy bra. Oh god. And then I took that pill. Another big amount of water. And then I, then I started, feeling a tingle over my body, and my master had me lay down and meditate, let everything come out of my body, every little bit of tension, and we breathe through it. I turned my ring light on, so all the colors were dancing around. Let me have me follow his hands. He took me to a safe place where I was free to just lose myself. I couldn't even control my hands. It was like I just needed to touch myself. I needed to feel how I felt, and I can tell you, I felt wet as fucking hell. Horny. Oh, wild and free. Just, everything was heightened. Just thinking about it is making me a little too excited for my own good. So I'm gonna go to this bathroom and just sit on my head a little bit. I wonder if anyone's even gonna last this long. The moral of this story is, don't be afraid to try something new, because it always ends up feeling good, as long as you're not hurting anyone else. Being ethical and safe and kind, Oh god, that feels so good. That feels so good. That feels so good. Oh god, and the chain is hanging down. It just stings. It stings so good. It stings so good. This thing is way too big for me. Hold on, I'm gonna put you down while I get settled. If I eat this little thing, please. Oh, yeah. funniest thing to do right now would be to cut this audio a little short. So I hope you enjoyed this bratty bath time. Let me know if you liked it, and maybe I can do something like it again.